Yorkton, what the face of our energy industry will look like into the future is obviously a matter of much debate these days. We clearly have a fractured view of what that future should look like, at least among the populace. The science community at least seems generally to be hoping for an articular future, one where energy consumption does less in terms of damaging our atmosphere, although you can find those not worried about it too. Certainly it seems likely our world is a long, long way from moving away from mass consumption of energy. An aerial view of any big city freeway during rush hour, or a look at the flight schedules at any major airport confirms that, as does a quick inventory of every electrical device in a modern home. So assuming we continue to consume energy in massive amounts, which is the best source of that energy? Well, that can depend on which perspective you are coming at the question from. There is the cost to consumer most will care about, although one might expect that factor may be lost as bigger concerns are dealt with. Of course, that bigger issue is the future of our planet, and that's where the real debate begins. It was only a matter of a few years ago it seemed a significant part of the solution was a move away from fossil fuels to greater use of biofuels. While that might still generally hold true, the biofuels industry itself is evolving. For example, canola producers were excited by the prospect of canola oil going into biodiesel as an alternate market. It seemed to make sense, at least from the perspective of canola being a renewable energy source. But canola oil for a car engine takes away from human food too, and long term that is likely troubling as the world has put zero effort into limiting population growth to the point of barely acknowledging the issue. And now there are reports Germany may ban crop-based biofuels by 2030 as part of that country's efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. It would be part of a trend to governments trying to be more earth-friendly. For example, www.producer.com reports, there is already a move afoot in the EU to phase out palm oil and soy oil-based biofuels due to concerns surrounding deforestation. Of course, the question then arises what backfills plant-based oil sources for biodiesel moving forward to reduce fossil fuel use? Certainly there are more questions about energy sources friendly to the earth than there are answers today, including can agriculture be part of long-term answers?